A prayer of thanksgiving. When everything was dark and it seemed as if the sun would never shine again, your love broke through. Your love was too strong, too wide, and too deep for death to hold. The sparks cast by your love dance and spread and burst forth with resurrection light. Gracious God, we praise you for the light of new life made possible through Jesus. We praise you for the light of new life that released the first witnesses of the resurrection from the darkness of the tomb. We praise you for the light of new life that continues to shine in our hearts today. We pray that the Easter light of life, hope, and joy will live in us each day, and that we will be bearers of that light into the lives of others. Amen. A prayer of confession. Lord Jesus, we are sorry that, just like Judas, we betray you whenever we put other things before our service to you. We are sorry that, just like Peter, we deny that you are our Saviour and our Lord by failing to share your love. We are sorry that, just like the disciples, we fail to have the faith that your love is enough. Help us to learn from our mistakes and put you first in our lives. Help us to see that after darkness comes light, the light of your forgiveness and love. Amen. Let's share together now in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Resurrection of Jesus. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
It was impossible, beyond hope or expectation. It couldn't be, and yet it was. Now she knew what deep in her heart she had always known. In him was love that nothing could destroy. In him the healing sought through bitter pain. In him the good we dream in evil days. In him the life that holds us beyond death. She had a message now for all the world. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed.